a public opponent to your Zelensky meeting for a tactical reason with President Putin?
Let him answer this.
Hello, Mr. Secretary.
Yeah. There's a reason the president calls out fake news for what it is. These pilots, these refuelers, these fighters, these air defenders, the skill and the courage it took to go into enemy territory flying 36 hours on behalf of the American people and the world to take out a nuclear program is beyond what anyone in this audience can fathom. And then the instinct of CNN, the instinct of the New York Times is to try to find a way to spin it for their own political reasons to try to hurt President Trump or our country. They don't care what the troops think. They don't care what the world thinks. They want to spin it to try to make him look bad based on
good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Seen plenty of leakers. And what do leakers do?
They welcome back.
And what do? Do they share the whole information or just the part that they want to introduce? And when they introduce that preliminary report that's deemed to be low assessment, you know what a low assessment means? Low confidence in the data in that report. And why is there low confidence? Because all of the evidence of what was just bombed by 12, 30,000 pound bombs is buried under a mountain, devastated and obliterated. So if you want to make an assessment of what happened at Fordow, you better get a big shovel and go really deep, because Iran's nuclear program is obliterated. And somebody somewhere is trying to leak something to say, oh, with low confidence, we think maybe it's moderate. Those that drop the bombs precisely in the right place know exactly what happened when that exploded. And you know who else knows? Iran.
Dude, probably one of the most ridiculous things to come out of that press briefing today, like over at the Pentagon. Now, that was over at the NATO summit yesterday, right? And that definitely set the stage for what we saw in the Pentagon press briefing today, where the SecJef just like lost it, like went the hell off more times than I could count. And it was a very long briefing, and I'm going to bring to you guys some of the excerpts out of that today. End of the day, it would appear as if Fordow is done. But what about the enriched uranium? Don't worry, that was covered as well. And Trump even put out a statement just a little bit ago on Iran's enriched uranium. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back for another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. Good to see everybody over in the chat. Love seeing that in there. Not sure why this YouTube continues to say that this is gaming. It is kind of weird when it ends up putting in that category, so let me update that real quick. But at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, Fordow's done. And all of the mainstream media outlets, everybody that had been reporting for like what, several days now, that Fordow might not have been destroyed and that like it could have been, yeah, whatever, all of it was buried and put to rest today. And I mean buried, like deep buried, like 6 feet underground, not coming back, rock stacked on top. It's done. And I'm going to show you guys today. And like it also blew my mind. So one of the things that ended up coming out of this press briefing, and I don't think I grabbed a video clip of it, was how long we were planning on destroying Fordow. Now, it said that the GBU-57s, the 30,000-pound MOPs, those things were specifically designed for not just Iran, but also for North Korea in the event that we had to go over and attack some of their underground facilities. But what ended up coming out of the briefing today was that there was a gentleman for 15 years. Hear me out on this. For 15 years, it was his and his cell's sole job to keep a close eye on Fordow and to pay attention to everything that was coming out of that site. And that they developed the GBU-57 specifically based on the threats there. Again, 15 years. We had more intelligence on that site than I think anybody realized. The fact that we actually had people in our government whose sole purpose it was to look that sucker up and down on a daily basis, live sweet. Dude, that was his job, man. 15 years. And that weapon ends up getting developed just for that. It's absolutely astonishing what our military, what our government, what our leaders, like what everybody was like capable of doing with this strike. As a matter of fact, I want you guys to like listen to this because it really is impressive what the military was capable of accomplishing going over there. And I think it deserves like a hell of a shout out today for what actually took place.
First on Monday, as the president has stated, on Monday morning, we began to receive indications and warnings that Iran intended to attack U.S. bases in the region. That morning, building on the work that CENTCOM Commander Eric Carrilla had done, and on the orders of the President, at Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar and around the region, we assumed a minimum force posture. Most folks had moved off the base.
Dang it, Matt. You put the wrong clip in the wrong order. Shame on you, man. What is it? Thursday? Why am I acting like it's a Monday over here? That's not the right clip that I wanted to talk about. This is the one. Jeez, man.
A massive ordnance penetrator weapon. And share a little bit about the planners who did this and their work on the weapon. First, let me set the stage for you. There's an organization in the U.S. called the Defense Threat Reduction Agency, DTRA. DTRA does a lot of things for our nation, but DTRA is the world's leading expert on deeply buried underground targets. In 2009, a Defense Threat Reduction Agency officer was brought into a vault at an undisclosed location and briefed on something going on in Iran. For security purposes, I'm not going to share his name. He was shown some photos and some highly classified intelligence of what looked like a major construction project in the mountains of Iran. He was tasked to study this facility, work with the intelligence community to understand it, and he was soon joined by an additional teammate. For more than 15 years, this officer and his teammate lived and breathed this single target for DOE, a critical element of Iran's covert nuclear weapons program. He studied the geology. He watched the Iranians dig it out. He watched the construction, the weather, the discard material, the geology, the construction materials, where the materials came from. He looked at the vent shaft, the exhaust shaft, the electrical systems, the environmental control systems, every nook, every crater, every piece of equipment going in, and every piece of equipment going out. They literally dreamed about this target at night when they slept. They thought about it driving back and forth to work, and they knew from the very first days what this was for. You do not build a multi-layered under...
Oh, 15 years, guys. 15 years. This guy studied it day in and day out. That was his sole job, his whole like sole purpose in life for 15 years. And yet there's somebody down in the comment section that I just saw that is like, wow, you guys will believe just about anything. It's absolutely nuts, man. Sodium X coming and gifting out of Speak the Truth membership. And I saw Christo. Was that right? Did I see that? Christo, were you a member of 20 flipping months? Did I see that right? Almost 2 years in the Speak the Truth community. Dude, I love that. That speaks volumes of you guys. That speaks volumes of what this channel has accomplished. Sodium X, dude, welcome over to the freaking club. And thanks for gifting out that membership as well. All right, let's get back into this briefing.
Underground bunker complex with centrifuges and other equipment in a mountain for any peaceful purpose. They weren't able to discuss this with their family, their wives, their kids, their friends, but they just kept grinding it out. And along the way, they realized we did not have a weapon that could adequately strike and kill this target. So they began a journey to work with industry and other tacticians to develop the GBU-57. They tested it over and over again, tried different options, tried more after that. They accomplished hundreds of test shots and dropped many full-scale weapons against extremely realistic targets for a single purpose: kill this target at the time and place of our nation's choosing. And then on a day...
I want you guys to think about that. Hundreds of test shots with GBU-37s, and yet we only maintain like 12 in our inventory. It's like, or I'm sorry, like 20 to 30 allegedly inside of our inventory. So that goes to show you how confident we are in that munition and in the intended like purpose of that munition. How many would we need in order to defeat the freaking target? Sodium X coming in again, gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Appreciate you, brother. Nathan, being this open is normal. It is better to keep this classified for a few years. No, there's no reason to keep this classified. Absolutely not. Absolutely no reason to keep this classified. We study the site. We have people on it. And it's not a secret that the United States government does that, right? That like that's not a secret that the government is going to go and just set up all across the freaking world and just drill in on these targets. So no, I don't think that it needs to remain classified.
Day in June of 2025, more than 15 years after they started their life's work, the phone rang and the President of the United States ordered the B-2 force that you've supported to go strike and kill this target. Yesterday, I had the incredible honor and privilege of spending time with these two Defense Threat Reduction Agency officers who've given so much. One of them said, quote, "I can't even get my head around this. My heart is so filled with the pride of being
Man,
a part
Sodium
of
X
this
is just
team.
Dropping them like they're
so
hot today.
I am so honored to be a part of this. To you both, thank you, and thank you to your families. Operation Midnight Hammer.
It's absolutely nuts. So that's to give you an idea about the amount of intel and how much we've actually been collecting on that target. You know, I got asked this morning on Real America's Voice with Jake Novak. He had asked me, like, what do you say to these naysayers? Like, let's just go ahead and lay this to rest. And it's absolutely ridiculous to think that we've been studying that target for that long, that we developed weapons particularly for that target, that we flew bombers across the entire freaking world and back, and somehow we're like, man, it might work. No. No. Do you understand how much money was spent just in the test shots of making sure that went 100+ munitions just in test shots, just in dropping them to see the actions of those bombs? And those are going to be more expensive because those are like the prototypes. That's them slapping stuff together, see what works, figuring it out. You got dudes studying soil composition, everything else. Like, dude, it's insane. Knowing the ins and outs of that facility, like, it's nobody's business. And yet people want to come by and try to act like it just didn't happen. Okay, so let's say Fordow was destroyed. Well, you know what? I believe I have a video of the GBU-57s actually, like, dropping and what it does. But we can get there in a sec. What about the uranium that supposedly ended up getting moved out on trucks? Well, Trump went over and he addressed that this morning. And he said the cars and small trucks at the site were those of concrete workers trying to cover up the top of the shafts. Nothing was taken out of the facility. Would take too long, too dangerous, and very heavy and hard to move. Okay, so the U.S. was watching all of those vehicles. Yeah, we watched the place for 15 years, and we just chose not to pay attention like a couple days before the strikes and allow Iran to move all of that uranium. And oh, by the way, it's not like we were just staring at this thing from satellites. If we were watching it that close to where we had somebody that was that devoted for that long period of a time, you know, we had intel assets on the ground collecting information likely from inside of that site. And I would bet you dollars to donuts. I bet you we have freaking photographs and possibly even videos of the inside of that place. It wouldn't surprise me if we have one to start to finish walking through that entire freaking tunnel. And those types of things. Now, those are going to get buried. Those you'll never see. Those will never see the light of day because we're trying to protect people. Mike L. coming in gifted and I speak the truth membership. So that's what Trump had to say about it. What did Hegseth say about it?
Yes,
so you
right
know
there.
For certain that the uranium was removed from the facility before the B-2 struck.
So I'm not aware of any intelligence that I've reviewed that says things were not where they were supposed to be. Moved or otherwise.
Okay, so yes. SecDef just flat out says, I'm unaware of any of the intel reports suggesting that the uranium had been moved. Now, people are questioning like his wording on that, but it's very important that he words it in such a way. Why? Because the SecDef doesn't sit there and thrum through every single intel report that ends up coming out of Iran. He asks for specific information. He asks for these types of things, and people present him with the information. That's their job. That's not his job. And so when he says that he is unaware of any, that's because they weren't presented to him. It's not his job to know every single intelligence report. To think that the United States government wouldn't be monitoring where any of the enriched uranium would be moved is absolutely absurd. And yet we see that echo time and time again. You know who else made that very claim? Iran. Iran made that claim. And just like we see Palestinian lies coming out of Gaza being like thrown out in mainstream media and people just taking it as facts, it would seem as though this one came true again. Why? Likely because there was another intelligence report that talked about those trucks being over outside of Fordow, talking about trying to, you know, like shore up the ventilation shafts and everything else. And then they took that and they twisted it in conjunction with what the Iranian regime was saying in an attempt to try to pretend like, you know, it was a thing. Now, if that wasn't enough information to tell you how much we've literally developed a bomb specifically for that. If that wasn't enough, listen to this.
You could see that the key nodes of a centrifuge program were hit. There were three sites that make the centrifuges, and those had actually been declared to the International Atomic Energy Agency. And so there's a confidence there weren't others. And so all three were destroyed. There's a critical facility to make the feed gas. It's kind of like the gasoline that would go into a centrifuge or a car that the centrifuge would take this uranium hexafluoride and then spin it and turn it into enriched. enriched uranium, and that site was heavily damaged by the United States. And so what you have is Iran can't make centrifuges, and it can't produce, the, in a sense, the equivalent of the gas that would go into a car. So
did you guys hear that? Not only did we completely and totally bury what was over at Fordow, likely just destroying everything inside now, right? Everybody wants like this confirmation, like a photograph or something of that nature. Like we can get in there and just determine, yeah, everything is completely and totally dismantled. No, but what we did was we studied and we conducted hundreds of test shots of that particular bomb against that particular soil. And then on top of that, we made sure that they couldn't rebuild their centrifuges. We went over and we attacked them. We took out their ability to do so. So Iran literally doesn't have the ability right now to produce more centrifuges to replace every single one that has been destroyed over the last 2 weeks. It is absurd that our media wants to sit around and pretend like Iran is just going to start developing nuclear weapons tomorrow. Now, they did come out and state that, right? They tried saying that they're going to do that, but they presently, as far as we know, I don't have the ability to do that. And we dropped freaking massive amounts of ordnance to make sure it happened. And I really, really seriously hope that just by presenting this basic information that you guys can sit back and you can go, you know what? Maybe they are actually gone. Maybe the mainstream media is actually lying to me. Tyler DB says, I am not surprised. People are running with lies. People just love to hate Trump and Israel, especially together. Yeah, they do. Jacob Visor, the media wants our military to fail. Traitors, all of them. Yeah. And wait till you hear exactly what the media, like what the military ended up doing. It's pretty insane. And like when the commander of the Joint Chief ended up like, or excuse me, the chairman of the Joint Chief ended up laying out, like in particular, just Al-Adid, to give you an idea about like what our military members like go through and what they're capable of doing. Like, it's insane. Like he does a lot of dramatics with this video, but he ends up going over specifically what our military members were doing over in Al-Adid Air Base. And I think they deserve a freaking like massive round of applause. You're talking about 40 U.S. service members that were responsible for defending the entire base. And it's hard to fathom what he's actually about to talk about when you haven't been in that position before. But essentially, these people have just been laying in wait forever. And they have a split-second decision in order to make it happen, in order to take down the Iranian ballistic missiles from the moment they're fired. And all of this rests on the shoulders of somebody that's under 30 years old. Under 30. Defending an entire airbase with 40 people. BBG coming and gifting out a 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Greatly appreciate it. I also think it's very important to note what this guy is about to say. I know I told you guys several times over the last, 45 days or so, that the United States military ended up moving Patriot batteries out of PACOM's AOR and into CENTCOM's AOR. So we took them out of the Pacific Theater and we moved them into CENTCOM. Now, surprisingly, what the chairman of the Joint Chief is about to go over is it happens to be one of those crews that we moved out of PACOM into CENTCOM in order to make it happen. Benjamin Brandenson. Coming and gifting out 5. MT says, Matt, you're lying. Panikin say that we don't have any intel. Fordow has nothing to do with us. And it's just Israel that's tried to drag us into a planned World War III for 15 years. ISO smart. Yeah, you are, buddy. God, you just nailed that one right on the head. Fortunately, I could tell that was, what do you want to call it? You being facetious. Jacob Visor, incoming sat photos of a bunch of goats running in circles. CNN, new Iranian centrifuge already under construction. Well, that's because, you know why? Iran claimed that they had built a new location to enrich uranium that we were unaware of, that nobody else was aware of. And that centrifuge is now going to be like up and spinning, or that new site is going to be up and spinning here soon.
Is to extend the security perimeter out away from what we assessed might be a target zone, except for a very few Army soldiers at Al-Udeid. At that point, only 2 Patriot batteries remained on base. Roughly 44 American soldiers responsible for defending the entire base, to include CENTCOM's forward headquarters in the Middle East, an entire air base, and all the U.S. forces there. The oldest soldier was a 28-year-old captain. The youngest was a 21-year-old private who'd been in the military for less than 2 years. So let's put ourselves out there for a second. Imagine you're that young first lieutenant, you're 25 or 26 years old, and you've been assigned as the tactical director inside the command and control element. You, at that age, are the sole person responsible to defend this base. Listening next to you is your early warning operator, whose job is to notify you of imminent attack. There's five people inside a vehicle and five people outside of a vehicle around these, a total of, as I said, 44. By the way, you've sat in the Middle East for years, deployed over and over again, extended multiple times, always being prepared, but unsure of when that particular day will come that you must execute your mission and not fail at doing it. In this case, these Patriot crews were deployed from Korea and Japan as part of our U.S. forces there to ensure that we had the most capable missiles in the CENTCOM area of responsibility. As the day continues, you start to hear more and more chatter in the information space about an impending attack. And as the sun starts to set in the west, you get orders from your higher headquarters to make sure that your missile batteries are pointed to the north. There are just a few other teammates. It's hot. You're getting nervous, and you expect an attack. Outside of those Patriot vehicles, your HOT crew, which is one NCO and four additional soldiers, turns a key and relinquishes control of those missiles to that young lieutenant inside the vehicle, and you wait. You know that you're going to have approximately 2 minutes, 120 seconds to either succeed or fail. And then at approximately 12:30 p.m. on Monday, that's 7:30 p.m. in Qatar, as the sun sets in the west, Iran attacks. As the targets were detected, round after round of Patriot missiles are ejected from their canisters by an initial launch charge. Then the main solid rocket motor ignites. You can feel this in your body if you've ever been around a Patriot taking a shot. And round after round goes out and guides against those missiles coming inbound. We believe that this is the largest single Patriot engagement in U.S. military history. And we were joined in this engagement by the Qatari Patriot crews. I'm not going to tell you how many rounds were shot, but it was a...
You guys understand the gravity of what that man just said? I don't know if a lot of people do, and I think it deserves praise for what these soldiers actually did. Demon AOC says, thanks, Matt. Appreciate the $50 Canadian. Get TX Irish says, I said this in a chat, but if you were seeing satellite images and think that we are not watching, you got to be blind. Thanks for the updates, Matt. Exactly. 15 years. 15 years, eyes on this target. 15 years, day in, day out, eyes on this target. Have an entire cell devoted specifically to this target. Develop weapons specifically for this target. And yet people think we didn't spot them moving uranium. Have they lost their damn minds? That's insane. Absolutely nuts. Absolute deed. The men and women who are responsible for bombing that particular site with such a long freaking flight and very successful mission. So not only do you have like one of the best kept freaking, I've seen multiple reports of
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.